Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 5th of May, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes, as usual. Well, just in case you haven't heard this, and more than likely you probably have, Gmail, yeah, it kind of came under a phishing attack over the last 24 hours, hasn't it? Oops. Yes, you probably know already that millions of people were targeted in a Gmail phishing attack, and it used a Google fake document to trick users into handing over their email account. Now, according to Google, this attack only affected 1% of Gmail accounts. You're thinking, well, that's not too bad, is it? That is until you think, oh, wait a minute, Gmail has about 1 billion users. So, yeah, it affected about 1 million. People. Quite a bit. Now, what sucked about this thing, of course, the document looked like it came from somebody that you knew. However, though, if you happen to click on that Google Doc link, you might want to change your password as in right now as I'm talking to you. In the meantime, Google is beefing up their security in their Gmail application, and we should be seeing those kind of security updates for iOS pretty soon. Hey, speaking of Google, you know Google Chrome? You might be using 64-bit browsing and you don't even know it. That's right, if you happen to be actually using a 32-bit browser, Google's gonna automatically convert that thing over to 64-bit for you without you even knowing about it. That, of course, if you're on a 64-bit system. Now, of course, for our folks out there going, well, I'm running 32-bit, what happens? You stay on 32-bit. Now, the reason why this is sort of a leap forward, you might remember a few years ago, most people thought programs ran better in their 32-bit flavors. However, though, with all the rage and plus a hell of a lot of RAM in our computers now, 64-bit versions basically match or even exceed their 32-bit counterparts, so there's really no reason to be running 32 if you can do 64. I know, all this makes sense to you. Why was it news? It's a slow day. Qualcomm and Apple, not liking one another. Yep, big old feud is continuing with Apple and Qualcomm, and it might escalate to a point where you may not see any iPhones in the U.S. I doubt that's going to happen, but that is what they're threatening. Yes, Qualcomm is preparing to ask the International Trade Commission to say, hey, don't let any more iPhones be sold in the U.S. of A. And this feud's actually been going on for a while between Apple and Qualcomm. You might remember Apple filed a $1 billion lawsuit against Qualcomm, and they kind of downplayed that. Then, of course, last month, we heard the news that Apple will be withholding own royalty payments until the dispute has been settled. So it looks like Qualcomm saying, well, fine, you're going to pay us and we're not going to let your product in. Ah, come on. Once you boys get to the bargaining table, write out a few checks and everybody be happy. Until that happens, I guess we'll continue to watch the Apple and Qualcomm reality show. Snapchat users, get ready for on-demand TV shows. Apparently, Snapchat is going to partner with some television companies to create special shows for its app users. Now, Snapchat is getting a boost of original content via deals with other people. You might know NBC, ESPN, ABC, and a few others sprinkled in there. That allows these companies to show original content, usually about 3 to 5 minute episodes, and you'll see that pop up in Snapchat's story section. However, though, we don't really know what kind of content's actually going to be appearing on the app. Other than what Snap's been saying, the companies have made it clear to them that they want original content, no, like, promo-style crap. And finally, for most of the world, we've got Mother's Day coming up next weekend. And what says more than I love you, Mom, than Pornhub? Oh, man. I didn't even really want to say that line. Yes, apparently Pornhub wants to help you make your mom's day special. This just keeps getting worse. They announced yesterday they'll be giving away special greeting cards that actually turn into VR headsets. The cards, of course, will have that little thoughtful Mother's Day message. Oh, I love you, Mom. Thank you for everything. However, though, that's about as traditional as it goes. After that, there'll be a private link that you can actually see that will point your mom to porn. Now, amazingly enough, these VR glasses will be free. They're part of the Mommy's Special Glasses giveaway, which will actually kick off starting today and will pretty much be available while supplies last. And as in Pornhub's words in their announcement, they thought they would provide their fans with the option to gift their mother something a little different and something that every mother wants but is too afraid to ask for. I don't recognize this world we live in anymore. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. I can't stop laughing from that last one. BritishTechNetwork.com. That's our website. Why don't you get on over there and check it out for yourself? We're porn free, I promise. Get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts. Check out our blog, and a review section is over there for you, too. Give us a like on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and join us. Do it at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend. We'll be back on Monday, of course, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday and a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.